MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 11, 2025. The governor is promoting rebates and discounts on utility bills. Beverly Nursing Home is cited for abuse. Again, sunny, breezy, upper 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:10 a.m. and 10:47 p.m. Monday, the Healy-Driscoll administration outlined its energy affordability agenda to identify and advance actions to lower energy bills for Massachusetts residents by $220 million starting in April and save $5.8 billion for electric and gas customers over the coming years. This is Governor Maura Healey.
A few weeks ago, I told the Department of Public Utilities to act to lower costs. After we pushed on that, we got a 10% cut for gas bills in March and in April. We are glad about that, okay? So people are going to see 10% off starting March and April. But we're not stopping there. I also wanted to announce today, as part of our energy affordability agenda, a few things. First, we want to put cash back in people's pockets, some immediate relief. So on April, in your electric bill, you will now be getting a credit back of $50. I know that's not a ton of money compared to what people have been paying, but it is something. It is something, and every dollar counts. This is yours to keep, and between gas and electric savings, it means $220 million now, because of our actions. $220 million is going right back in the pockets of Massachusetts residents.
According to Governor Healey, over the next year, the DPU will work to establish a first-in-the-nation moderate income discount rate and expand tiered income discount rates for lower-income customers. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, in Beverly, Blueberry Hill Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center has been cited for abuse following the deaths of two residents. The 75 Brimble Avenue Nursing Home received 31 health citations in a November 12 health report by state inspectors. The state average of health citations at such a facility is 10, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Blueberry Hill has a one-star rating from that agency's nursing home comparison website, the lowest rating it can receive. Blueberry Hill remains labeled with a red hand icon on the website as a result of the report, an icon that indicates a nursing home has been cited for abuse. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Stephen Higgins reporting in the Gloucester Times. In Rockport, a piece of apparent World War I ordnance found Saturday afternoon was detonated safely the same day. According to Rockport Police Chief John Horvath, at approximately 4:33 p.m., an individual cleaning a cottage on Cleves Street came across what appeared to be a decommissioned 75-millimeter artillery shell. The Massachusetts State Police Bomb Squad was notified and responded to the scene, where it conducted an X-ray analysis of the object. However, the results were inconclusive. Out of an abundance of caution, the bomb squad conducted a controlled detonation at the Rockport Police gun range off Piggery Crossing. And Isaac Green is reporting on itemlive.com, a garbage truck traveling from Hilt's Disposal, traveling down Carolyn Road near the Honda lot on the Linway, snagged overhead utility wires early Monday morning, pulling down a utility pole and bringing live electrical lines down onto 10 parked cars. The incident occurred around 11:15 a.m., with employees at Solomon Metal Corporation located across the street reporting a loud bang as the pole came down. The Lynn Fire Department received multiple emergency calls, with the first call specifically reporting down wires on Carolyn Road coming in at 11:26 a.m. Firefighters arrived shortly after to assess the situation, and National Grid crews reached the site at noon to begin cutting cables by 12:25 p.m., which secured the area. In sports, the St. Mary's girls basketball team is headed to the MIAA Division III state finals. Yesterday, the Spartans beat Pittsfield 59-43, powered by a 19-point effort from Bella Owumi. St. Mary's will face Norwell in the state title game. The site and date have not been announced yet. Georgetown boys basketball team is headed to the Division IV state finals following last night's semifinal win over Bourne 69-66. And again, that date and time of the title game has not yet been announced. The Masconomet boys basketball team fell last night to Somerset Berkeley in a Division II state semifinal game, 66-59. The Chieftains led at the half by 14 points and finished the season at 21-2. The Celtics beat the Jazz last night 114-108, and they host the Thunder tomorrow night. Bruins off last night, and they'll host the Panthers tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.